Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. No life.
We're live, pal. Hey, everyone, you cool cats and predictions kittens. It's WWE Money in the Bank this coming weekend. And if you'll excuse the pun, we have got a jam-packed show. Not only will we have the first ever Jam in the Jar ladder match, more details on that momentarily, but we're also going to crown a new number one contender to Chopper Pete, your Jam That champion. And those people competing in Predictions Warfare for that number one contendership at Summer Jam is the man who drew at Wrestle Jam. The only reason he wasn't your Jam That champion is because of a draw, because of champion's advantage. Adam Blompier and the former champion himself, El Fakador, Laurie Blake. Adam, I'll come to you first. You haven't been champion before, but we felt that it was fair to put you into this position. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. You okay there, Peter?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Good. Feeling great. Obviously, I felt very bad after my loss at WrestleJam. I still blame Louis, of course, God rest him. But I've come at it with a different tactic this time around. As you'll notice, I'm dressed very smart because I understood in the wrestling business, you dress for the title you want, not the title that you have. And so obviously I've decided, I'll throw another quote at you. As Batman once said, in order to defeat fear, you must become fear. So in order to defeat smart, I have become smart. I realize now that I've said it out loud that that only works if in order to defeat Pete, I have to become Pete. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do that. Although Laurie, it looks like he has already made a good go of that. So maybe Laurie is actually going to win. And there's no point in me even being here. Still, that was rambling. Point is, I'm dressed in a suit because it's a new gimmick, isn't it?
Still, good luck in your job interview.
Thank you.
Laurie, coming to you next, mate. How you lost the championship at the Hell in a Cell show.
It was stolen. Two, I'm also dressed smart because I wore glasses today. So you can tell the difference between me and Pete. It's just
I genuinely went looking for glasses, but I couldn't find any.
And also, other question. So champion's advantage, automatic rematch clause. We're not doing that then, are we? That's just not a thing that we do. I suppose the people watching, they're the authority or some such bollocks that we're going to say now, aren't we?
That's exactly
honestly,
right.
Honestly, I feel incredibly cheated out of my championship.
Well, we're going to get a chance to possibly win it back because we are going to have we're going to crown a new number one contender to the Jam That Championship this coming Sunday at Money in the Bank. Sorry, Adam. Yes.
it's going to be me, isn't it? Because we don't want a Drew McIntyre Laurie, do we? We don't want to just keep him in the main event title picture until people are sick of him, right? That's not what we want. So what we're doing is putting in a fresh new face, like John Cena, I guess, coming back for SummerSlam. What we are doing here is putting the top guy up against your transitional champion, right?
That's the top guy. Yeah.
Well, the metaphor did fall down when it comes to Roman Reigns, yeah. But the point is that I'm John Cena, and therefore everyone likes me. That's how I'm John Cena.
Your tribal Pete. Yeah.
That's just the tribal Pete. Very good, Peter. That's good. I appreciate that.
Here at WrestleTalk, we don't call that doing a Drew McIntyre. We call that doing a Luke Owen. So what we, although it could still be me, because we are also going to have the Jam in the Jar ladder match. We have two entrants for it already confirmed. Myself and Ollie Davis have entered into the match. We each will all be assigned a representative in that match. If that person wins, we will get Jam in the Jar. We will be able to jam that in for an opportunity at the championship in any main event of our choosing.
Are we 100% on that terminology? Are we
jam in the jar? Yeah.
We did. Yeah, it's jamming in. We're all looking to jam it in.
It's jammed in tight.
I mean, you don't want to jam it in.
So it can't come out. It can't come out now. We've got to. That's it. We're sticking.
It's very difficult to jam in loose, really, when you think about it.
Well, it's Luke Owen's music. He's jamming it in. Not a fan.
Some predictions, because we're going to go through your predictions bits first, and we're going to slowly, I learned this, we're going to slowly reveal entrants in the Jam in the Jar ladder match. It's all very, very exciting. Here is your first match. Moved from Raw to Money in the Bank, it is AJ and Omos versus the Viking Raiders for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Hey, now, Luke, that's not how we do predictions anymore, mate. Do you remember how we do predictions?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Pete. Yep. No, you're absolutely right. I was just.
This is why I'm the champion. God.
He's the only one who remembers how the game is played.
This is why I'm at the top.
You can really tell how, you're the leader of the locker room, Pete, by how whiny and how mad you're getting about that. That's what Roman Reigns is like. He just comes out at the beginning of every SmackDown. Jeez. Can you please? Come on. God.
No, Pete, you're absolutely right, mate. I do forget how this works. I was so wrapped up with remembering all the rules of the GMP, the ladder match. Anyway, so I've got two dice here. Which would you prefer? Adam, I'm going to ask you. You haven't been champion yet. Would you prefer sparkly dice or purple dice?
Purple dice, please.
Okay, cool. That also means, would you like odds or evens? Laurie, would you like odds or evens?
Odds, please.
Odds. It's a 9. That means Laurie gets to pick first.
Bollocks! This is such a fucking lock-in. And I've sworn already. I don't care. What are you going to do about it, Luke? Fire me? I'm already fired. Fire me? I'm already fired.
9 minutes in. Just an editing point for me. I'll make a note of that. Laurie, which match would you like to predict first?
I think I would like to predict Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. It's not what I thought he would go for. Talk me through it.
Yeah.
Just think Bobby Lashley's going to win, so I've gone for Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going for Bobbles Lashley. You got any other reason behind that, or you just think...
He's very big, and he's going to smash up Kofi Kingston and win. And then Brock Lesnar, some point in the near future, for a match.
Adam, got any thoughts on this?
Oh, man. So it's not the one I thought you were going to just grab for yourself, because I thought you were going to grab the tag title match for yourself, which I'll grab next, if that's all right. Because the New Day might be being a thing, right? So I'm actually not terrified about having Kofi Kingston. I don't think he'll win at all, but it's possible that he could win and they do New Day triple threat-ish thing at SummerSlam, because that feels pretty mania, because they're trying to make SummerSlam into the new mania. I don't think it will happen. I think Bobby will win, but I'll take Kofi. That's all right. He's not going to win, though, is he? I'll take Kofi. It's fine.
Well, Adam, you kind of maybe leaked what your next pick is, but what is your next pick?
If the tag match, please. I'll have AJ and Omos to retain, please.
Okay, your reasoning behind that?
You're not going to beat Omos with the Viking Raiders. They're going to beat them with Riddle Bro, or RK Bro, as they're called. They're going to do that at SummerSlam. Probably. It's not going to be the Viking Raiders.
Well, see, here is, I thought that they were going to have, I thought they were going to do a title change, to be honest, because they'd announced it for Raw, and I thought it was the first Raw back in front of fans. They'll do the title switch there. The fact that they've moved it to Money in the Bank makes me think that they aren't going to do a title switch at all. So I think that's a fairly confident pick. Laurie, what do you got to say?
Yeah, but unless they do a title switch and then a title switch back the next night, which could definitely happen. Mm-hmm. And then you're crowning AJ and Omos on Raw. That's fun.
It is. Also, it's totally possible. You're a potty mouth Tory.
Look, I may be a potty mouth. But what was the third thing you said? Yeah, sorry about the swearing, Luke. And Rich, I guess. I'll apologize to everybody.
But and you know what, Adam? It's fine. Because I actually have already made a couple of... I made another boo-boo. I was meant to announce someone in the ladder match. This show's completely fallen off the rails. Do you want to make the third entry?
Do you want to run it? Do you want to run it, Pete?
Is it SRS? Because he's probably going to be in it, isn't he?
I can announce the third person in the ladder match is not SRS, in fact. Oh. Okay. Representing Wrestling Daily, it's Sat.
Hell yeah.
On the scene. But Sat has entered himself into the Gem in the Jar ladder match. We'll find out who his pick will be a bit later on. In fact, actually, because I'm feeling generous, I'll announce the fourth person into the match as well.
Just before you do, just wanted to shout, if you guys aren't familiar with Sat, you can watch him on Wrestling Daily. He's new over on Wrestling Daily. Go check it out. He was on last night's show. Go watch him. He's incredibly entertaining. You guys will definitely really like him. And you're going to love him on Money in the Bank live reactions as well. I won't, because I won't be there, because I'm not defending this. I'm defending this at SummerSlam. Not money. Why would I defend it at Money in the Bank? I'm saving myself for the big shows.
Real fighting champ there, Pete.
Yeah.
I asked that to send
smart champ. That's why Adam's dressed smart, because I'm smart, you see.
I asked that to send across his match card graphic, and he sent me across, obviously, this photo. He then also sent me across another photo of him doing the Randy Orton pose from like 2003.
Oh my God, yes. The Ozone.
Yes, please. Love it.
And the fourth entrant into the Gem in the Jar ladder match is none other than a former number one contender himself. Randy Andy Datsun will be in the Gem in the Jar ladder match. It's jam-packed indeed. Right, up next, Laurie.
Did we blow him up?
Tempest blew him up. So, I mean, I suppose you're technically involved in that.
Shed credit. Well, shed credit.
He's back now. He's back, isn't he? Laurie, what's your next pick?
Roman Reigns versus Edge.
I am stunned this was not first.
Same here, Pete. Absolutely. Yeah. Laurie, talk us through your reasoning.
My reasoning to not pick this first was because I thought that would be a very easy one to do, and I wanted to pick two other ones. And I thought that'd be an easier way to winning points. But my reasoning here is that I think Roman Reigns is going to win because everyone's saying he's going to take on John Cena at SummerSlam. And that makes quite a lot of sense. I can see Edge winning by DQ or something, but I realistically think heading into SummerSlam, Roman is going to win via knockout or something. Like, he's just going to completely take Edge's head off.
Adam, thoughts?
That makes sense. I know they're planning to do Edge versus Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. Maybe Edge wins and then Seth cashes in. It's not. No, Roman's going to win, isn't he? So that's balls on me, but that's fine. I'll take Edge. Let's go. Let's go, nostalgia.
Okay.
Please.
Your next entrant in the Gem in the Jar ladder match. I mean, I suppose he had to enter himself sometime, didn't he? Tempest T Wrestler.
Let's go! Intangibles. He's going to win.
The other half of the Intangibles has added himself into the Gem in the Jar ladder match.
That's not really fair.
His hat now has a finger coming out the top of it. It's a weird new addition.
It's not fair because proboscis monkeys are very good at climbing ladders naturally. So he's got a leg up on everyone else.
He has indeed. Adam, your pick is up next. You have got Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley or either of the Money in the Bank ladder matches.
I am going to go brave. I'm going to go for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay.
So it is okay. Zelina Vega versus Asuka versus Naomi versus Alexa Bliss versus Nikki Ash versus Liv Morgan versus Natalia versus TBA, which is heavily speculated to be Sonya Deville. I mean, is this a harder one to predict than Charlotte Rhea, I guess, would be my first question.
Yeah, that's a coin flip, buddy. I've got no clue. I'm pretty certain about this. Give me a T, give me a B, give me an A, 100%. Because either it's going to be Sonya Deville, and I think that's really fun if the like the manager of the brand is just like, at any point, by the way, I'm coming for it. Or it's Becky, in which case, absolutely, she'll win. So yeah, TBA, TBD, 100P.
That's a fairly good pick. Laurie, and this, you can't pick TBA, but you do have...
Can I just have everyone else?
Seven other names to pick from. You can't have everyone else.
No, nope.
No. I thought that's the thing. If like, I get the nope. opposite to what Adam takes, so I get everyone
no.
else.
No, because if it was like the Royal Rumble, you wouldn't get 29 other options.
I think that's the way it works. What do you think of the chat?
Yeah, job lot. Yeah. Bolt job discount.
I will take all of them. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Now, I'm leaning very heavily towards Zelina Vega here, because I think her with the briefcase is just good telly, and they like her talking, they like her to be involved in stuff. I don't think they necessarily always liked her as a wrestler, but they do like her to be out a lot, and the Money in the Bank briefcase gives you a great opportunity to be on screen a lot. So I'm going to go for Zelina Vega.
Interesting. Pete, who have you got for this?
I'm in Wrestle League, which we'll talk about later. I've also gone for the TBA. I'm 100% agreeing with Adam on this one occasion. Because, yeah, I think it's either going to be Sonya, which is what I want. I think that would be really fun. Or, yeah, Becky. And she's absolutely going to win if it is. The only other person that I could see, I don't think it's going to be Zelina, because I don't think they like her enough. They brought her back to lose to Liv Morgan in about a minute. I could see Liv Morgan. Honestly, she's been getting a bit of push on SmackDown. Maybe there's potential for something of her finally achieving the crowning moment of Liv Morgan or whatever. This is my only other outside pick.
I saw someone in the chat as well saying that the potential of TBA could be Toni Storm, because they announced Toni Storm was debuting on the SmackDown brand very soon. So like that, I was surprised when they put Natty into the match, because let's be honest, why the smeg is Natty in this match? She's done nothing but lose recently. surely it would have been made much more sense to put either Shotzi or Tegan Nox in. Specifically as well, because like you can like establish them in a big time match and give them some big time spots in front of the crowd that's just come in.
Also, you could fire the plunger on the tank at the ladder and knock it over during the match. That would be a fun spot.
I get the belt. That's it. Yeah, you put the plunger onto the briefcase and then like reel it back in, like it's a Zelda mini game.
Or Luigi's Mansion. That just sunk. Yes! Oh, I've sworn again.
Did you swear again, Adam?
Sworn again. Yeah, I've sworn again. But in, you know, it was about Luigi's Mansion 3.
Use those brand new swear jar remotes we've got in the chat. This is why we've got Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Look, you're not going to use the emotes if I don't. It's supply and demand. I create the demand.
Yeah.
Your next entrant into the Gem in the Jar ladder match, also representing Wrestling Daily and True Heel Heat, my boy SP3 has entered himself into the Gem in the Jar ladder match. What an absolute dude SP3 is. Very, very excited to have him in the Gem in the Jar ladder match. By the way, that's going to be a fairly chaotic match, because we're going to have 8 people on the stream all trying to give insights.
Do you know who's not going to be there? This guy, because I'm not defending my championship on Sunday. I'm saving it for SummerSlam, because that's the actual big show.
Your little legs will get tired.
That's what it is, yeah.
Possibly even 10 if I don't kick Laurie and Adam out of the stream, which I might not do, and just have it as 10 people, pure chaos.
Oh God, you know, feel free. That'd be great.
I'll have a wee break. It'd be nice.
I'll have a break. Yeah, that's fine. Do it. I want you to do it. I dare you to do it. Then.
Laurie, I'd like your next pick, please. You have got either the Men's Money in the Bank or Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
Oh, I wonder which one to pick. I'm going to go for Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, please.
Okay, who you having?
Jazz.
You're going with Chaz again.
Give me Chaz.
Bugger. I was going to go for Chaz.
Chaz screwed me over last time. No, I didn't have Chaz.
You did have Chaz last time.
I did have Chaz. Because
she won by DQ, which gifted me the championship.
That's
correct. She won by DQ. Chaz. Yeah. Chaz is going to win here because it's Charlotte. And they're worried about the women's division, and they're going to fall back on the thing they always do, which is to just put the belt on Charlotte and then work out the rest afterwards.
Particularly as well, because the rumors of Becky coming back, I think it kind of, because let's be honest, like Rhea Ripley's title run has been the wettest of farts, and you may as well take the belt off of her at this point. Adam, your thoughts, because you have Rhea Ripley is your pick.
Let's go, Rippers. Come on. Look, I was really going to go for Charlotte as well, because SummerSlam, live crowds, run SummerSlam. Run Charlotte versus Becky, fine. That makes sense, I guess. I feel like whoever wins the Money in the Bank briefcase could possibly just like cash it in on the night, which makes me think they might as well give Rhea the win. I don't understand why they haven't been doing the Rhea Ripley Charlotte, because they literally fought at WrestleMania 36. I can't believe that hasn't factored into the story barely at all. Give Rhea the big victory over Charlotte here. I could see it happening. I could absolutely see it. I don't think this is a lock for Charlotte at all. So I'm actually like, this could be my way in. This could be my ticket to the top.
Well, here is your next entrant in the Jam in the Jar ladder match. It would have been a big surprise had Adam not leaked it earlier.
He's in every one. He's in every one. We can't get rid of him. It's like having
gimmick,
mice.
Adam, that's the gimmick.
We put down the traps, but he keeps surviving.
We were going to have him as a surprise entrance. It's Sean Ross Sapp has been entered into the Jam in the Jar ladder.
Kel Supreme.
He was going to be our TBA, but no, it is going to be Sean representing Fightful Select in the Jam in the Jar ladder match. Laurie, obviously we know what your next match is that you have got to pick, which is going to be the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. But before you do that...
It's actually Adam's pick.
I'm sorry.
Adam. And I get everyone else.
You do not get the feel.
Pick wisely. Yeah.
Luke, but before we get into that... Yeah, I know. I froze. I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to move past it. Before we do get into your pick, Adam, I would like to request everyone to pull your thumb out your ass and give us a thumbs up on this video, because it really helps us get noticed in our algorithm. So there are currently 1,800 people watching this stream, and only 200 of you have pulled your thumb out your ass. So do us all a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Adam, you have got the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Kevin Owens versus Drew McIntyre versus Matt Riddle versus Ricochet versus Johnny Mundo versus Big E versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Seth Rollins.
Actually, King Nakamura now.
Just do apologize. Yeah. King Nax. Adam, this is a tough one to end on, but who you got?
First of all, I just want to say congratulations to SRS on his brand new shoes. He's going to have a great time clambering up the ladder in them kicks. Second of all, I do want to say that this is possibly the best collection of individual wrestlers for a Money in the Bank match that has ever existed. My God, if this lives up to its potential, this is going to be the best Money in the Bank match of all time. And third, my pick. There are three picks. There are three choices.
No, there's one. You only get one.
The street. No, Pete, I'm doing a lead. I'm doing a bit, Pete. I'm doing a bit. There's a lead in. I'm
get one. It's
showmanship, you bastard. You weird watchdog hacker gimmick. Right. So there are three potential winners here. Drew, Matt Riddle, and of course, Big E. Big E was promised. They were high on him backstage. So that means he's almost definitely not going to do it. Drew has been in the title picture forever. So maybe they're not going to do it. And Matt Riddle said that he wants to cash in on the tag championships, which means, oh, maybe they'll do it, or maybe he'll give it to Randy. And that's the story. I don't know. it could go either way. I kind of wanted Laurie to take one of my options away from me, so I had to narrow the field. I'm gonna hate myself for this. Big E, let's do that. Let's do it.
Big E. Laurie, you have got seven other people to choose from. Who are you going with?
See, that would have been my pick. I would have picked Big E because I think they've done all the New Day stuff around the WWE Championship. And I think Big E picking up the briefcase and being like, hey, I'm going to switch brands anyway. So here I am making that official. Bobby Lashley, let's have a match, would be bloody brilliant. Other than that, I think I'm probably just going to go for Drew because I feel like that's his way back to the title.
Yeah, he's the second choice, isn't he?
I don't know. My second choice would have been Riddle. I pitched to Ollie on the Raw review that Riddle cashes in at Money in the Bank after AJ and Amos retain over the Viking Raiders. So then when Randy comes back to TV, he's like, look, I won us tag team titles, and like hands that over to him. And like, that's like, it's like a friendship gift for him. By the way, I just want to point out, I hate it because I don't. Let's be honest. If you want a shot at the tag team titles, you've just got to ask. You don't need to go through like a rigmarole. So I don't like it, but they seem to really, really like Matt at the moment. And yeah, he would have been my second choice. Pete?
My thing would be that would be a massive waste of money in the bank. That's my only thing. Mm. Like that's a fun little
money in the bank, have they, for the last
year? No, but Baron, I think they wasted, it last hello. Year and people didn't like that. I think the other thing is they gave it to Otis last year as a, you know, and it just didn't work out the way they wanted it to. And so they gave it to The Miz and that didn't work out either particularly. So like, I think this year might be a sensible pick.
They might have learned their lesson.
Maybe.
I think they're just pointing out that stuff's happening now rather than learning from it. They're just going like, it's a bit dry, our programming, isn't it? Mm. Bit dry, isn't it?
Here's what I think is going to happen, Laurie. I think Drew McIntyre is going to get to the top of the ladder and Ginger's going to turn up in his little Vespa and just go vroom, 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 vroom at the top of the ladder. And Drew's going to stop reaching for the briefcase in order to cuss him out. And then,
it'll come down with a sword and then it'll chop the ladder in half. And then someone fall down.
MVP also says the word, hey, Drew! Hey, Drew!
Oi, oi! Hello, Drew. I hear your mum's going out with Squeak. And
that is such a fine reference, Luke. That popped me.
So our last entrant in the Jam in the Jar ladder match. It's a jam-packed field, if you will. And our final entrant, who has just announced herself, Alex, Queen of the Ring, will be in the Jam in the Jar ladder match. There is your full eight, your deuces wild, as TNA would call them. Adam, and obviously this prediction doesn't count, but have you got a favorite of going in? Who's going into that ladder match?
Of those guys, who would win in a fight? Alex Queen of the Ring would destroy them. SRS has done proper like combat matches, and still Alex would pick him up and hit him with. He hit everyone else with SRS. How is that happening? Like, are you assigning everyone? How's that happening? Also, I have to go soon.
Adam, I was about to say that. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me another question. I was just about to say you need to leave now because you've got to go do some work. Are you going to come back once you have set everything up, or are you?
Yeah. So I'm setting up literally our next Blood in the Clock Tower shoot, but I literally have to be there at 4:30 in order to activate some stuff. I'll come back, but I will be going for a bit.
Just before you do, Adam, before you go, there's an old chat directed at you, so I just want to read that out for you quickly. From Misha Sumrat, who says, Pete is in his natural environment, reminding everyone of how the game is played. Unlike Adam, who conveniently forgets to tell people the rules when it suits him. This is how Warcaster rolls.
I forgot, all right? Like, I genuinely forgot. I promise. He's talking about our No Thanks video over on Board Game Club on No Rolls Barred, our board game YouTube channel, which you should all go and like and subscribe. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Just before we get into getting everyone's picks for the Jam in the Jar match, just wanted to point out that not only Lost Intangibles, Jam That Champion, Quizzlemania champion, currently Tempest, going to be Jam in the Jar, I'm also first in Wrestle League overall. No, not Wrestle League in the office. No. Wrestle League overall, out of like the 400 or 500 people that are competing in this season's Wrestle League, I am first, Ty, first right now on 40 points, right? And in the office, no one's coming close. Also, the predictions for Money in the Bank and for Slammiversary this weekend as well are also up right now on Wrestle League. So If you're a $5 Patreon backer, you can get in your predictions for Wrestle League right now and try and unseat me from the top. You won't, because I'm the best, but you can certainly try.
And when did you take over the admin side of Wrestle League, Pete?
That was last season, mate. Last season, when, you know, I still finished low. You know, last season. But this season, I've done really well.
It's because you're flying under the radar for the first
this season. If you've been listening to all my promos, the reason I've actually done really well is because I've got all the chains off me now from you and from Ollie and all the people that were sitting above me before. Now I'm actually doing really well. So,
guys, can I quickly do my bit? Can you stop cutting promos and show them? I need to do a little bit. Hey, Pete, how do you become part of Wrestle League?
You need to go over to WrestleTalk's Patreon page, patreon.com/WrestleTalk, and you can become a $5 backer or above, and you can enter into Wrestle League. All you need to do is after you've become a $5 backer, go to league.wrestletalk.com, and you can get in your predictions over there.
Thank you very much, Pete. Right, let's go through this Gem in the Jar ladder match. This jam-packed Gem in the Jar ladder match. This is how it's going to work. We are going to be we're going to have avatars for both of the ladder matches. However, it is only the second ladder match that counts, whether that is the men's, whether that is the women's. It's only the second one that counts. And I'm going to assign everyone randomly, a person to be their avatar in that match via names being pulled out of a hat. Because that is the sort of technology. Oh, look, Adam's back. Because that's the sort of technology that we have here. We're picking names out of our hat in order to find out who is representing who. So,
ooh, I haven't missed the picks. Great.
You haven't missed any of the picks yet.
We've just done promos on each other. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Cool. Shame to have missed it.
You suck.
This D8.
You suck, Pete.
Number five. So, number five is SRS. So, SRS is first. Like, he's got pick of the lot, and he has got. Natalia, how is she even in this?
Wow.
There you go.
Going first really worked out for SRS there.
At least you've got some new shoes, idiot.
Oh, sure. Rough. Very sorry about that, mate. Right, let's get the men's names in there and find out who his male entrant is going to be. Let's shake this up a little bit here.
Nice hat. Does everyone great in Wrestle shaking. Talk have a bloody black baseball cap?
Yeah. I got them in
did
a
you not get yours in a post?
No.
So, SRS's male pick is Kevin Owens.
Not impossible. Not impossible.
That's pretty good. Better than Natty. So let's hope for SRS's sake that it is not going to be the women going first.
Women going second.
Women going last.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number three is going next, and that is SP3. So SP3. Your pick, SP3, is... Ooh. I am literally doing this at random as well. Naomi, feel the glow.
Also possible.
Yeah, it feels like an outside pick, but I was looking at the chat. A lot of people seem to be really into the idea that Naomi could get the win here. I'd like to see more from Naomi, to be honest.
Oh, she's going to slather that stuff in glow in the dark paint, isn't she?
Okay. And SP3.
Anti burglar paint
or the briefcase. Lovely.
And SP3's male pick is Seth Rollins. Sethany Rollins for SP3 there.
Not bad.
It's not bad, actually. That's not
He's
bad.
Going to go on to fight Edge at SummerSlam. So,
High ranking names still in there. Number seven is next. And that is Andrew Datsun, who I know is in the chat watching.
He certainly is.
He's also running our social media as well. Thank you very much for that, Andy. Andy, you don't have Natalya. I know you're thrilled about that. Andy said he would quit very excited if he got Natalya.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd miss
Instead,
him.
Instead, Andy, you have got Liv Morgan.
Oh,
possible. It's possible. Mm-hmm.
Very possible. A strong pick, I think.
Do you think?
That is pretty possible.
It's quite a strong pick. It's definitely in the upper. It's in the upper tier of the women in the.
It's in
the
top half. Match. Top half of picks.
Really?
Yeah,
I think so.
All right. But who
clearly haven't been watching SmackDown, Adam.
And his male pick.
Love this ASMR.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Is that him doing? Is that him doing
big boots?
Yeah,
is that meant to be the Kinshasa.
It was supposed to be the kid chassis, and then I realized I can't do knees. Instead, it just
it's just a bend, Luke. I can't do knees.
I didn't
knees.
Go to art school.
It's just another line going the other way.
All right, Da Vinci. Like, I don't know how to draw angles and that.
Wide your neck in, Leonardo. Man. Bloody hell.
I want to keep rolling one. It's me.
Oh, okay,
I'm up next. Picking these at this random, and I've got.
This looks worked. Worked.
Oh, this bloody isn't. I've got Asuka. Definitely not going to be her.
It's also
Oscar.
Well, Adam, I'm not wasting paper. I realized I spelt it wrong, but I'm not going to do it again.
Oh, very magnanimous of you. Save the trees. Oscar.
Thank you. Oscar. I'll have Oscar in the match, Tar. That'll do me.
Otherwise known as the killer whale.
The impressive of tomorrow.
Right, and my man is, who have I got? Oh, hello, Big E!
Beach.
I love Beach.
Oscar and Beach.
Hello, Beach, please.
Beach for me. Can't do spaces.
Oh, my God.
Did you start rising and go, I've done big too big?
Totally. Yeah. I was like, this will be really funny if I write it really big. And then I was like, oh, there's not enough space for the E now.
The E has to be big for Big E. Otherwise,
yeah.
I have to say, the comments are absolutely full of Oscar.
Good.
Laurie Blake has changed the name of the WhatsApp group to Oscar.
Stop rolling. Eight. Who is eight? Tempest is up next. Who's Tempest got?
Let's go, Tempest. Oh, come on. Look at that.
Well, he hasn't got Oscar, but he's actually got Laurie's pick of Zelina Vega.
Okay.
It's Tempest pick.
It's possible. It's possible.
It's Tempest pick for the ladies, for the men.
I have just had the thought that they're going to have to make the ladder slightly bigger for her to win.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's got the reach.
Okay. And he has got... Ooh. Okay. I'm also... There's a little note on this. I know which one of this is. He has got Drew McIntyre. That is... I haven't drawn a penis, but it's... But I realized that it looked like one, so I thought I'd just make a little note there. Not a penis.
Why the slit at the top, mate? Why the
because
why
I
that?
Because I thought it'd be like shading in that. So but it unfortunately
shading, it goes all the you can do it all the way down.
Yeah.
I'm not wasting ink. So unfortunately, I drew.
Stop dressing up your mistakes as philanthropy.
Save the Oscars.
Oscar.
Did not draw a penis. It was meant to be a sword. Okay.
Oscar, I hardly knew her.
God's sake, why can't I roll the right numbers that I'm after?
Change your dice. Again,
do you see how the system is broken, Luke? Do you see how the system is broken?
This is why I'm terrible at D&D.
Change the dice. You've rolled people. Okay.
Alex is up next. Alex has drawn for the women. Alexa Bliss plus Lily.
I think she's number two to win it. I think she's number two.
I can see a situation where she telekinesis it down.
Oh, God.
She teleports up the ladder.
And it falls into her hands.
Oh, that would be terrible.
She'll be taken out of the match, and then she'll be taken out, stretched out, lights go down, and then she appears in her kind of demon queen form at the top of the ladder. You watch.
I honestly think that Eva Marie and Doudrop are going to take her out of the match because I think that's what they were setting up from Raw. So I don't think Alexa Bliss has got a shout, to be honest. But her men's entrance, oh, poor Alex, has got Ricochet do a flip.
Oh,
not great. It's not great for her.
Oh, bless. That's real bad luck. That's probably worse than Sean's pick.
He's there to jump off.
Yeah, he's there to
not stay up there.
Do a flip.
Yeah. Rick,
Alex, by the way, is also going to be doing the live stream reactions with us the whole time. It's going to be me, Alex, Adam, and Laurie doing the live reactions. That's going to be a lot of fun.
What a squad.
I won't be
lastly,
there.
Lastly, you won't be there, will you?
Four awesome plus
connect.
One.
Oh, yeah, four awesome reunion. How
that
fun.
That was a great night. Poor Luke. Really booked that badly, didn't we? You were so cross, Luke, because you're a competitive.
It's going to be even Stevens. Ooh. Oh, no.
Sat, new boy Sat, has got TBA.
Very good.
Strong.
Not bad.
Strong for Sat there. I mean, TBA lasted right up until the end there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's either going to have Matt Riddle or, I guess, Johnny Impact? So let's find out who we've got.
Johnny Ladders.
And he has got Johnny Mundo Morrison Impact Drip Pornhub, whichever one is going to show up on that day. Morrison there for Sat. So it's not a good male pick, but an excellent female pick.
Excellent.
So that just means that Ollie is left. And Ollie has got Nikki Ash in the women's.
Not impossible.
I can see
Not impossible.
Can see it.
I can see them doing
that.
And Matt Riddle.
And not come. Not come.
Not a.
I realized that I tried to draw a snake and it looked like a sperm. So I thought I would just
make
a point there.
So,
it's not a cum.
It looks like a snake, man, because it's got a forked tongue.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I just wanted to make sure. Just want to make sure.
Have you used the microscope?
Like. What are you shooting, Luke?
Does that count for the swear jar? I feel like it does.
Come,
it's technical.
It's not the medical term, Luke.
Medical term. I'll be honest. Yeah,
I don't know. Don't know what doctor you're going to.
That's the medical term.
But like I said, it's not like I said bum or anything. So there you go. There are the entrants for the ladder match and their representatives. They are up on screen for you. There, I'm not feeling massively confident, certainly not with Oscar, but I feel more comfortable with Beige than I do with Oscar. So I'm hoping the men's Beige.
Mary J. Beige. Oh dear.
So I am hoping that the men's goes second, so I can use Beige there. But yeah, there you go. That is your lineup for this coming weekend. Not only have we got Adam versus Laurie in the number one contendership for Chopper's Jam, that championship, we have got the Jam in the Jar ladder match. Me versus Sat versus Tempest versus Andy Datsun versus Ollie versus Alex Queen of the Ring versus SRS versus SP3. Pete, who do you think is winning the number one contendership?
I don't care. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be retaining at SummerSlam anyway.
You want it? What you want, what this company needs, is a well-dressed champion. The day of the championship being owned by someone who looks like a roadie, and I'm looking at you too, past champion and current champion, they're coming to an end. And finally, a bit of respect will be returning to the main event WrestleTalk scene.
What, from the guy who looks like Justin Bieber? How many times are you arrested?
You keep making Bieber jokes, Laurie. You only get one, and you spaffed it in the first week of knowing me, all right? So you don't get to keep making it. Come up with a new one.
I think I do.
That's like saying that people don't get to make short jokes about me. That's plagued me my whole life, Adam.
I can't hear you from down there, Pete. Speak
there
up.
It is. Yeah.
I've also been told by producer Rich that the chatbot is censoring cum, so apparently it is. Thank you all so much for watching this stream. Ollie and I will be back tomorrow. I had a whole bit I was going to do with licorice all sorts, and I forgot to do it. But we'll be doing the eight.
That's not related to the other thing, is it?
You can't dismount from cum onto licorice all sorts, right? You've just got to let's ride out on this one.
Yeah, it's not what my doctor's told me to do. The AEW review is out tomorrow. Oh yeah, Ultra Chats. Thank you, Pete.
This is absolute chaos, and I love it.
HCB said, "Hi guys, boys."
Remember before this stream started, and we were like, "We're definitely gonna be done by 5:30."
I nearly was. HCB says, "Hi guys, always enjoy Money in the Bank. Think it's the third most exciting pay-per-view after the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Genuinely don't know who's going to win the matches. Maybe Morgan and Beige. Question, which former Money in the Bank match would you have a different winner for, Jam That Jam?"
The one that Brock won?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had that.
The one he wasn't in.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, that's the one for me. Also, and do you know what? Not having James Ellsworth win the first one.
That's also good.
And Michael J said, "For the Money in the Bank match, Adam and Laurie should just keep picking until all of them are gone." No, they've made their choices now.
We've made our choices.
Thank you all so much for watching. It's been a genuine pleasure to do this car crash stream. Hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow for the AEW review. I've been Lou Cohen. That has been Adam Blompier. That has been your former Jam That Champion, Laurie Blake. That has been your current reigning and defending Jam That Champion, Chopper P. Quinnell. Jam That Jam, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for the AEW review. Bye, all. Sorry about the cum stuff. Bye, all. Bye. Sorry.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.